Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I thought it'd be good to talk about this COVID-19 virus and how it's affected the flooring business. Just run through some of the news stories and statistics that you track. It looks like right now at this point, the winner seems to be the residential market.
Absolutely. Residential has held up well, both new construction and in remodeling. New construction is virtually where it was the year before. The only difference is we're getting more single-family houses now, and every single-family home is a multiple in terms of floor area of a multifamily home. So you're getting more floor area at the same number of units. That's a good thing. Remodeling, according to government figures, remodeling spending year-to-date is up 12%. And some of that is a function of people staying at home. They're fixing up their homes either as a home office or because they're there and they realize there are some limitations having been in the house as long as they've been. The other thing is the government, through the Paycheck Protection Program and the extra unemployment, the $600, and low-interest loans, people have been able to weather the financial part of the storm much better. $3.5 trillion has been spent in stimulus, and it has seemed to work on the residential side. Yeah. On the commercial side, totally different story. Everything I hear says that contractors are finishing up the orders they had booked, and nothing really new is coming down the pike. And if you look at the AIA index, it's down significantly. It doesn't look good for commercial the rest of the year.
Actually, I'm hearing a little slight variation to that. The pipeline is going to keep some people really busy this year. And like you say, the AIA, the Billings Index, is way down, but that is way out there. So it may be the 2020 numbers for the contract side is okay, and the drop might not be felt till 21 is what I'm hearing.
The Main Street business is getting creamed.
Right.
You've got restaurants, you've got small retail stores. They're getting pummeled by the fact that remote working, people aren't going downtown. So if you have a restaurant downtown, your lunch crowd is virtually non-existent.
Right.
If you have a little retail store downtown, your business is dried up. It remains to be seen whether this is a major change in lifestyle where people live. We're seeing a lot of movement. If you look at statistics from the moving companies, they're booked up. Mm-hmm. People are moving out of the cities and into the suburbs and into the rural areas because they can now, because they don't need to travel into an office anymore. Remote schooling, that's going to change where people live and how they do things.
I concur with most of what you're saying. You know, this investment in the home, that's the silver lining. Going to be good for the residential replacement market. We have heard that during this pandemic, this is an NPR stat, that 7.7 million adults have moved. So that always stimulates uses of replacement flooring. So that's an interesting stat. I talked to one of the major suppliers to the business, asked them if they thought their 2020 sales in residential might match 19 sales. And, you know, 19 was a little soft. And if we had asked this question in April, they'd have said, oh, you know it's going to be. But, you know, now it looks like with the price increases that are going into effect, when you factor those in and you just talk about dollar versus dollar, 19 versus 20, at least one of the major players in the business is thinking 20 might equal 19, which is not bad.
Right. If that comes to pass on these moves, one of the statistics that we've seen consistently is that people fix up their homes in their first 2 years of tenancy to a higher degree than they do at any other time, except maybe when they're getting ready to sell it. So this should bode well for a continued strong residential market into next year and beyond as people are moving, fixing up the new house. I'm telling you, the contractors around here are booked through year end. You can't get anything done.
Right.
The residential market is doing very, very well.
Let's talk about the three biggest news stories, I think, that have happened in the last couple of weeks. One of them is tariff reinstatement on Chinese LVT. It's a 25% tariff that was there, then went away, and is there again. The question there is, how will that shift the whole value equation versus other flooring products?
Well, two things. One, We're also seeing a number of companies announce plans to produce product in the United States, primarily in North Georgia. I don't know how much that's going to affect pricing. Yes, you don't have the transportation costs, but you have higher labor costs. It remains to be seen how that factors into the overall equation. And there will be teething problems as they gear up those that equipment, because rigid LVT is not something you just turn the machine on and watch it go.
So the other big topic is these changes in these major shows. For the last 13 years, I've gone to Domatex in Germany. It's been announced it's moved to May. And Surfaces, you know, I've gone every year, been in the flooring business, to Surfaces in January. It's moved to June. Now you got to wonder whether or not they're going to miss the purpose, because Surfaces is done in January to launch season one products. And if you're doing it in the middle of June, it's going to be interesting to see how that works, right?
Yeah, it's laid right on top of Neocon. I would have liked to seen it kept in January. I realize there is restrictions with the virus and so forth, but you can't stop from hoping.
But another big question, Mark, let's go to the office market for a minute. You know, most of the big offices in Chattanooga have said that if they bring people back, it's going to be less than half. So you got to wonder about the long-term future of the real estate market for offices. I did, though, interview Primo Orpea, the designer that's done Facebook. He's really into collaborative spaces. And I've got an interview also next month with Interface around their base camp. They still feel strongly that the collaboration and teamwork is a big factor for success, and that when there's some vaccine, there's going to still be people who need to go to work. It's just going to be less focus on commuting times, but they feel long-term, the office market, there's still going to be a need for it.
I agree. And you have to talk also about productivity. Until they come out with ways to measure productivity more accurately, people who work in accounting or law, there's billable hours, and that's the ultimate measure of whether this is working or not for them. But for other things, people are working in an undisciplined environment. That's one of the factors that needs to be clarified. The other is, as you said, the collaborative nature of certain types of occupations. You know, that back and forth, face-to-face, even Zoom doesn't always cut it for getting innovative thinking moving. Because some people just need to be able to touch, feel, see kind of thing up close.
One last topic, Santo, the home centers versus the specialty retailers. Where is that going to shake out, do you think?
Well, the home centers got a cheating start. They were allowed to stay open when some of the independents were forced to close. I think that's going to hurt some of the smaller firms, and it just are going to exacerbate situations that might have been shaky to begin with. We're looking at maybe a 10% decline over the next 2 years in the number of specialty stores. If that holds true, that would be a shame.
You know, I'm talking to some specialty retailers that are doing really well. So maybe the guys that are just showing up, turning on the lights and not making any changes, curtains for them. But those people that are reacting and doing the right things, there's a shift toward buy local. I think there's still some life there.
I agree. There's still going to be some of these regional chains that are very strong and will hold their own, and some of the smaller people. The small independent has one thing going for him that they can't take away from him, and that's his flexibility. He can move from eating steak to eating spaghetti, from driving a BMW to driving a Chevy. He's very flexible. This will help him get through. Those that can handle that will get through this.
Yeah, and service is a huge factor there, and they provide the service. All right, Santo, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us your read on how COVID is affecting the business. Again, we're talking to Santo Trocivia with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.